The bodies of 15 medics and humanitarian aid workers in Gaza were dug out of a mass grave Sunday. Dr. Yunus Al-Khatib is president of the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, an arm of the International Red Cross.
Including 8 members of Palestine Red Crescent, paramedics, 6 members of the civil defense, and the United Nations officer were killed and buried. They were killed while on mission to save lives, following reports of civilian casualties in the area of Tal Sultan in Rafah. For 8 days, we have been begging the Israelis for information about that. The whole team, they knew exactly where they were because they killed them. But for 8 days, they kept us for 8 days in the dark.
He says there are mechanisms in place currently to investigate and hold Israel accountable for what the Red Crescent calls the deadliest strike on humanitarian aid workers. Al Jazeera is reporting a forensic expert who examined 5 of the bodies says they were likely shot execution style in the head. And the Israeli publication Haaretz published an anonymous Israeli soldier's claims the medics and humanitarian aid workers were executed. But Israel has said they were Hamas fighters. Dr. Al-Khatib with the Red Crescent Red Cross says they also have video proving the workers were medics, responding to a bombing to provide medical and humanitarian aid.
The ambulances had their lights on. The fire brigade truck had its lights on and the sirens. You hear the sounds. That's one thing we hear in this video. The second thing we hear is we see before what we hear that they were going after the first ambulance. We see an ambulance standing on the side with doors open, and our colleagues stopped and rushed to this car. Another person in the team was shouting after we hear the firing at them, it's a trap, is shouting in the video, it's a kamin, it's a trap.
He also says they have UN video showing Israeli forces shooting 2 civilians in the head, execution style. Israel's promising an investigation into the medics' deaths, but the call for an independent investigation is growing. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, spoke before the UN Security Council Thursday.
I'm appalled by the recent killings of 15 medical personnel and humanitarian aid workers, which raise further concerns over the commission of war crimes by the Israeli military. There must be an independent, prompt, and thorough investigation into the killings, and those responsible for any violation of international law must be held to account.
Turk also expressed concern for the 59 Israeli hostages in Gaza amidst Israel's renewed bombing campaign and blockade of food, aid, and fuel there. Israel's military operations have killed at least 112 Palestinians since Thursday, 27 of them sheltering at a school in northern Gaza, including 14 children. The Israeli military said it struck a Hamas command center, killing 12 Hamas members who were involved in Hamas's October 7th Israel massacre. Also among the dead in the strikes, 17 members of 1 Palestinian family. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have also forced evacuations of at least 2 neighborhoods in Gaza City to create a new military corridor across the Gaza Strip. The UN estimates some 280,000 Palestinians have been forcibly displaced since Israel ended the ceasefire with Hamas last month. Turk warns of increasing risks of war crimes.
The Israeli military continues to strike camps for people who have been displaced numerous times, who have nowhere safe to go. The Israeli military also continues to force civilians to move. Half of Gaza is now under mandatory evacuation orders or has been declared a no-go zone.
We will never allow Hamas to rebuild under the false cover of human rights. Those days are long gone.
Danny Danone is Israel's ambassador to the United Nations. He was defiant, defending their military campaign.
We will not apologize for striking terrorist commanders. We will not hesitate to dismantle Hamas's terror machine, piece by piece, neighborhood by neighborhood, until the threat is gone.
Hamas says it will only release the remaining 59 hostages, 24 of whom are believed to be alive, in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli pullout from Gaza. The group has rejected demands it lay down its arms or leave the territory. Here's Palestine's ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, urging a renewed ceasefire.
Massacre after massacre after massacre. Israel's objectives is clear. Maximum despair to convince the Palestinian population that the only alternative to death is displacement out of Gaza. Palestinians want life. They want the genocide to end. They want the horrors to stop. They want to be treated as human beings.
Human rights groups say Israel's month-long blockade on food, fuel, and aid to pressure Hamas to meet its demands is a war crime. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.